Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill, and I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. It's absolutely incredible how my life has changed, and pain-free.
3, 2, 1, hold it there. 3, 2, 1, push it up.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life. I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life, and that's not just a cliche, it's the truth.
This is what dynamic resistance is all about. Take a deep breath in and pull. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, best known for my wrestling name is Glacier in World Championship Wrestling. I know, I speak from experience. I used to have really bad low back pain. I've had my right knee and my right ankle fully reconstructed from wrestling. I have no pain anymore.
Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. 3, 2, 1, hold it there. How do you make this easier besides being on your knee? Step in.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand, YRG's no joke.
Co-hosting the show tonight on DDP Radio will be none other than the one and only Sparky and the forever inspirational Stacy Morris. You've guys got questions? They've got answers. Looking for inspiration, perspiration, and stimulation? Good God. Guess what? You came to the right place. DDP Radio.
That's the first time I've heard that intro. It's pretty damn sweet. This is Sparky, as DDP just introed. The man is on a plane going all over the place tonight, and I am here with none other but the one, the only master of everything behind the scenes. Robert, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I'm glad you like that intro, bro. I just finished that up this morning.
Yeah. That has, like, all those guys in it, and then DDP's like, and here's Sparky. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he didn't want to, that to be a surprise. And, of course, Stacy couldn't make it. She had something come up the last minute. But, you know, he wanted to do something special for both you guys since he wasn't going to be here either.
That is too damn sweet. Well, thank you to DDP for the awesome intro and the shout-out there for the radio show. For anybody listening, and I'm guessing, how many new people do you think are listening tonight? Do we hope are listening tonight?
Well, I mean, how many people have we had sign up on the show or on the site in the last 2 or 3 weeks? It's got to be 30 or 40.
Okay, here it is. In the past 10 days, we have had 34 people sign up. In the previous 10 days before that, it was 40. So, like, in the past month, there's been over 100 people signing up. And for anybody listening, for you new people, welcome. And, you know, I have to apologize already because I am used to, and Robert is used to, in the team here, we're giving you shout-outs. We're welcoming you one by one. It would take us half the show to welcome everybody who's realized what DDP Yoga can do for them right now. 34 people, insane, in the past 10 days. So, it's just crazy. Craziness going on right there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There's you just that stole word. My catchphrase.
No, you sold it from me. I sold it from you.
That's okay. The bromance shares everything. So, I don't know. There's some cool stuff. I don't even know where to begin tonight because there's just so much stuff going on. But why don't we talk about the awesome promo and the roll-in that Jericho gave, which he was on a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And you just sent me a link. You want to set that up from Lords of Pain?
Which link? Because I've been looking at 3 or 4 today. On lordsofpain.com, they just covered the how DDP Yoga basically got Jericho back in the ring, and that's, you know, I think we all marked out when Jericho came out, knowing that he may and may not have been in the ring again without Dallas's help. And I think that's awesome. That's a huge huge boon for what we're doing. And, you know, it's kind of slowly getting out there that's how Jericho got back in the ring. I mean, it's
slowly.
Yeah.
So he like catapulted us. So there's a Lords of Pain, and actually this is, I apologize, but this is the first time I've been to it. It looks like it's got some really cool stuff. It's a media site, right? And they've been posting stuff on DDP, like you said, but he's got this one article out there saying briefly about how he helped Chris Jericho and if he ever returned, who he would like to go against.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a natural because some wrestling fans, everybody knows that the DDP passed the Diamond Cutter on to Randy Orton. Jay, it's all over the place, so a lot of people are picking up on the story. DDP got the Diamond Cutter from John Laurinaitis, who I think it was called the Ace Crusher. But
yep.
Now, there's a lot of history between Randy Orton and DDP just for that reason. So, yeah, that's a natural. If he could, not only is Randy a good friend of his, but he's also, in Dallas's eyes, the future of the business. So that's a natural.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. I remember when Orton first came out, there was something about him that I was like, I'm not sure, but he is like the too cool quintessential bad dude right
mm-hmm.
now, you know, for me, and very clean and whatnot. But like you said, if he came back or had a match with it right now, and you and I were just talking before we came on, for anybody that knows, you see John Laurinaitis up there. He's the VP of Talent Relations and the acting CEO of Raw, but you know, and he may be what he is on the show, and he may be halfway to that heel mark for the general manager, not CEO, but you know,
yeah.
He passed it to DDP, who passed it to Randy Orton, and to have that sort of waterfall to Randy Orton, if DDP came back while all three of them are there, how sweet would that be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the you know, he plays a great heel, but it's you know, he's playing the heel. I think he does a great job at it because he's so dry and he's so hateable. But I mean, he is for real. He legitimately is the head of talent relations, and he's been one of the backstage guys, not only in WWE but in the business for a very long time. There's very few people who know more or have more power than John Laurinaitis.
Absolutely. The one thing I love about him, just to go off, is like at first, you know, I can honestly say I never really saw him originally wrestle until I went back when he was on and came back publicly on Raw. You know, went back and looked at some tapes and stuff, and I was like, who's this guy? This is so dry. But then I started loving the heel angle. Now, just when he goes for the cell phone, pops open the BlackBerry, slides it up, and starts texting, I just laugh. That's like one of the best things for me. But this thread, you've got a bunch of people on this post. It's lordsofpain.net, and check it out. There's a bunch of stuff up there, but, man, a lot of action. If you guys want to hop in there and say what you can about DDP Yoga and see some of the things that are going on there, it'd be awesome. Awesome to do to get that over. So I'm looking here, and I'm trying to pop into the site here for Team DDP Yoga. As I said, we can't mention everybody, but it's at least worth giving shout-outs to a few people who've been jumping in and out, doing some things and getting active already when they're first in. So Crystal Stewart, she hopped in and started a few blogs talking about how she's just got in. She started to run in the workout. She's got a can-do attitude and is really rocking it right now. So congratulations, Crystal, for posting up and getting into the blogs. Adam Morehouse throws up a blog there talking about a few things, how he's happy to be in the community. We're happy to have you here. And, you know, he is a former athlete, played basketball. His knees and lower back aren't what they used to be. And for somebody who's abused their joints, like that, DDP Yoga, it's all about taking it in low impact, giving you a great workout, and making sure you take it easy on those joints and take care of yourself for a very long time.
There's actually a cool, let me stop you right there, man, because there was actually a really cool story about Adam Morehouse. He runs a blog, I forget, the name of it is escaping me, but the other night, we keep a pretty close eye on what's going on our site and everything, obviously. But the other night, one of our main guys, Steve, realized that there was a whole lot of action going on in one part of our site, and we're getting a lot of references from another site. So Steve tracked it down and found out that it was Adam Morehouse, and he was actually on his website doing a podcast where he's talking about DDP yoga, and he's ordering it live, and he's just screwing around. But Steve emailed Adam, and basically Dallas Skyped in and crashed his little podcast and stayed on the phone with him for like an hour talking about DDP yoga, and absolutely blew the guy's mind.
That's awesome. Because if you read some of the stuff that people are posting, you know, when you get out there and you start putting yourself out there, like DDP's putting him out there, he's got the fame, he's got the notoriety, he's got DDP yoga. People are going to smash worlds together, and you're going to get haters, and you're going to get marks, and you're going to get all kinds of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, some of the attraction he's getting right now, people are like, DDP's just doing it for the money. He's doing it for a paycheck, and that's all he's doing. Now, this is a business, but anybody who is doing DDP yoga knows that that part, that money part, is such a small fraction of what DDP yoga is all about that I have to say, not to shout down the haters, but if we have to shout them down, if you have to reply to everyone, for those of you who have joined, DDP has given you a call. You put the work in, you know this is about more than a paycheck. This is about changing people's lives for DDP. And, you know, for those people, I don't know what to tell them if you don't believe it, other than if you're listening right now, if you post it somewhere, or you think that this is a bunch of baloney, join Team DDP Yoga. Start to put the work in, see what happens.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, man, since we kind of went off in like a little wrestling tangent and went back and forth, I believe that we have Ray Lloyd on the line.
Ray? Okay, have Ray. If he pops back in, everybody who's listening, new or not, if you're not new and you've been here for a while, you know Ray Lloyd, part of the community. If you're new, you're a wrestling fan, Ray Lloyd, a.k.a. Glacier, friend of the show, friend of DDP Yoga, friend of DDP's for a very long time, comes on, shoots the shit with us, is a very adept member of the community, and a very inspirational, motivational guy to talk to. So whenever he gets live here, we'll give him a shout.
And he is at this very moment, late. So I want to make sure we mention that.
Fantastic. And as most of you have already figured out, you can kind of tell this is a real deal too, because we are absolutely not professionals.
Oh, so, no. I don't think anybody's ever made that mistake and confused us with professionals.
I hope not.
Because what you said a minute ago, I got to interrupt you again just because it's fun, but probably about 3 or 4 years ago, there was a radio show that was doing, it may have been the O Show, but this is when Dallas really started ramping up everything between YRG and, you know, what it was called back then. And they had a lot of call-ins after he went off the air. And, you know, one guy comes on and says, well, this is just 10-minute abs, and he picked DDP to be the spokesperson, and I think it's really sad that he's selling his celebrity that way. And, you know, and of course, Donnie and the host on there protecting him, but there was a guy that called in afterwards, maybe 5 or 10 minutes later, and said, you know, talked about his transformation And the guy had just, you know, he had lost like 100 pounds on it and had gained his mobility back. And it was just a great, great story. And he was really offended by what the guy had said. So, I mean, no matter what, we're going to get haters. We're going to get people who don't do the research, who don't know anything about what we do and just start making assumptions. But, you know, it is what it is.
You know, a lot of people who do that, you know, they sit behind a keyboard, they're big badasses behind a keyboard, but if they ever threw one of these DVDs in and saw how DDP could change their lives, one, they'd either give up because behind their keyboard and in front of the DVD they're too weak to do it, or two, they change their mind really damn quick and realize this is what's going on and this is what can change their life, because I'm a 50-pound loser.
In a good way.
Yeah. And I did it, you know, across a couple months, and I'll be pushing 2 years here, and it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet, and it's not just another workout. This is something that you can put in, you can live with, you can do every day. It's not going to get boring. You can modify it, make it your own, do whatever you need to do to get it done.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why you and I were picked to do this, along with Stacey, of course, is, you know, obviously I had to be here because I'm the only one who knows how to run the damn keyboard, but we live it. You know, I've been doing this workout for 5 years, and, you know, I'm, you know, all three of us are living proof of the results of it. And if we didn't believe in it, we wouldn't be spending our time doing this for free every week.
Absolutely not. Yeah, this is a chunk of time, and the chunk of times we put into the website is all on our time. And actually, bro, that's a good shout out for you, because you've been doing it for 5 years. Tell the people what you've done for the past 8 days, and I guarantee you, once you say it, you're going to make Steve Anderson jealous, because I think you're putting the raging Ukrainian to shame in the past 8 days.
Hey, you know, if I can make Mr. Anderson jealous, I'm all for it. I've been doing my DDP yoga for the last 8 days. I haven't missed a day yet. I'm kind of like turning over a new leaf and getting back to where I was a few years ago. But today, I mean, yesterday I just did strength builder, so I kind of took it easy. But today I started off with energy, then went to red hot core, and then did mixtape after that. So I think I clocked in like an hour and 10 minutes. It was something like
that. Awesome. An hour and 10 minutes is a great workout, and actually doing a variety of them and throwing them together is very good stuff. So also for people listening, you want to catch us, if you're on the phone and you want to hop in the chat room where a lot of action goes on, it's at ddpradio.com, which is actually going to take you to blogtalkradio.com, dump you right into the site. Lots of people there. I'm going to give a shout out to Jay Campbell, who's been doing a lot of stuff and getting his life in order. Has a couple job prospects out there, which is cool for him. Andy's been doing his steps and working out, so congratulations, bro. Steve Anderson, right now, who is a freaking firecracker. He's lighting it up, posting videos on YouTube about Project One More Round. That guy's turning his life around. And Terry's in there. HD, our own professor's there. So a ton of people in there who know the routine, know the ropes. So if you get some questions, you want to chat, you don't want to give us a call, talk to these people, they'll tell you what's up. You can call Robert and I, 347-994-1216, 347-994-1216, and you'll catch us. You can chat with us about anything. As you can see, we kind of take the show wherever it leads, whether it's a little bit of wrestling talk, a little bit of DDP yoga, a little bit of inspiration, motivation. We'll see what's happening. And if you like the social media, you can catch Real DDP on Twitter. You can catch DDP Yoga on Twitter. And also check out the page on Facebook. And I just found, you guys did this a couple weeks ago, for all of those who have a professional network and stay connected through LinkedIn, DDP Yoga's on LinkedIn. So get connected up there and see what's happening with DDP Yoga. I mean, a lot of the media is all interconnected, and you'll see what's happening by just going to one of them. But if you want the full faceted, you know, total multimedia outlet, hit them all and see what's happening. So.
Cool. And with that, Ray's joined us. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray. Okay, Ray's on his way in.
Seriously, he's just trying to make an ass out of me. That's all there is to it.
So, and for everybody, we do kind of have a topic tonight. Last week, if you didn't listen to the show, it's worth another listen. We actually had Dylan, who's a longtime member of the community, who actually does some of the indie wrestling shows. He's a wrestler himself. He's worked with him before.
Is that you, Ray?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Okay.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry about that.
What's up, brother?
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing fantastic.
And we actually have a surprise guest. Terry, are you there?
Well, hi, Ray. It's Terry Lang. Haven't seen
hey,
you.
Hey, how are you, Terry?
Good
to hear from you.
Yeah. I keep in touch, obviously. Dallas keeps me up to date with you, so I was hoping to hear how you've been. What you going to say tonight?
I've been good. I actually just, I'm kind of going the route that Robert is going in the new year. I've really just decided to really commit to, you know, to just kind of trying what, you know, what Paige does, which is really just kind of specifically stick with, you know, DDP yoga workouts. I mean, in the past, I kind of combined it with some other stuff, but I'm really going to just kind of do a little experiment here and see where it takes me. So I just did the Strength Builder workout a little bit earlier tonight for the first time ever, and let me say once again, I was humbled. but you know, with that being said, and I was thinking about this, you know, earlier, you know, when I was, you know, getting Noah's going to call in, was, you know, anybody who's listening who's thinking about, you know, becoming part of the DDP yoga, you know, phenomenon here that's really kicking into gear in 2012, is anytime you hear me or anybody else say how much the workout kicks our butt, it's only because we take it to that level to where we choose for it to kick our butt. I mean, the great thing about the workout is you can go as gradual and as slow through the program as you want. You can make it as easy or as challenging as you want. So, you know, a lot of times I know when we get on here and we talk, we talk about how demanding the workout can be, and of course they can be. But you know, that's the thing like Paige always says, you can always do more. You know, so do whatever you can do now, and then, you know, then as you get more experienced and it can feel like you can challenge yourself, then challenge yourself to whatever level feels comfortable for you. And that's what I'm doing. And I was talking to Robert earlier today on the way home from my office, and I was telling him I did the stand up workout last night for the first time, I thought I had pretty good balance up until I did that workout. But once again, it's an exciting period for me because I'm realizing that I'm able to really challenge myself at this point in my life at 47 years old, and really, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I look forward to challenging myself and going, okay, well, I know where I am now. I know by the next workout or next one where I want to go with it. I want to see how much better I can get, but I'm challenging myself on something that I know is good for me. You know, it's making me feel better. I mean, this Strength Builder workout, there's no joke. I was loving it, but also kind of watching that clock too to see how much longer I had. But it was a lot of fun. I'm glad to be, you know, the way I've got the you know, the second phase of all the workouts, so I can really start implementing those. And so far, I'm really, really enjoying it.
Have you done a mixtape yet, right?
No, I haven't done that one yet. I figure I'll probably do that one either tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about it, but I told you about it today on the phone. That's one of my favorites. It's really challenging, and there's really no safety zone in it. You just go for it.
Yeah, you burn through
every safety zone in it. I don't know if I want to do
it. Ray, have you done Rap and Burn yet?
No, I haven't. I've done you know, Red Hot Core and all that, so I haven't done that yet.
Okay, yeah, it's one of the twisting moves that he's got in there. You'll hit that in mixtape.
Oh, no, he should hit that today in Strength Builder.
Yeah.
Which one was it? I'm trying to remember. I was so delirious while I was doing the workout.
Yeah, it's okay. You're in the lunge. Let's say you've got your left leg forward. You put your two hands.
Enough said.
Inside.
Enough said. Yeah.
Yeah.
But once again, you know, thought I was pretty coordinated. You know, pretty until I did that. You know, and but you know, the thing about it is I remember back when I did that move originally when I got Paige's first series of DVDs, and even though it's been a while since I've done it, I think just because of, you know, doing the other moves that I've been doing, the other workouts, you know, I'm still not anywhere where I want to be, but I can tell I'm further along than I was in the past when I was doing the original workout. So I'm really excited about it, I tell you. I mean, Robert can vouch for me. I told him today when I was driving home, when we were on the phone, I said, I just feel more athletic. I really do. I mean, I got like a bounce in my step. I mean, after a workout like now, like I'm whipped. I'm on my telling you. I'm sitting here in front of my home office at my computer, and I'm relaxing. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. I'm not gonna lie. but when I wake up the next morning, that's when I've gotten to where, you know, I did the I'm doing the wake up DVD, and it's just, you know, I'm living proof that, you know, as you start to do it day by day, it just becomes a part of your daily routine. It really does. I mean, I'm at the point now to where, because I've been doing it, I started pretty much since before Christmas, you know, and now I'm just at the point to where, and like I said, you guys know, I mean, over the last, you know, 2011, it's always kind of in my routine, but not like 100% like, you know, just me doing that. And so I'm really going to go that route for a while and see what kind of results I get. And obviously I'll document the results and keep you guys posted. But just initially, you know, from the first of the year, I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm loving it. I mean, I feel that, and once again, Robert, you can vouch for me. The one thing I told him today was that the workouts, you know, the 35, 40-minute workouts used to seem like a lifetime to me. Now, it doesn't. And it's certainly not a walk in the park by any stretch, but, you know, I'm able to, you know, I've got more endurance in the workout, you know. So obviously, I'm getting better. It's working. In a nutshell, it's working.
I was going to say to that point, I love how they build you up to where you're doing like maybe a 27-minute workout, going about 30, about 40. Then you bump into the hours and you're thinking to yourself, wow, when you hit those hours, after you've built yourself up to it, they don't feel that long. They don't feel that hard.
Right.
Well, in the rapid burning,
Yeah. I mean, you got to get the routine, and I remember when I first started doing energy, thinking to myself, I was never going to make it through it because – where you said it made you feel good and kind of had a spring in your step, Ray. I never had a spring in my step. I was never coordinated enough. I could trip standing still.
I did that tonight.
Sparky has two left feet and they argue with each other.
Yeah.
I
couldn't believe the way I felt afterwards. Like, there was a point where I actually felt that I could... I say 10 foot tall and bulletproof. That's actually how I felt, that you start to feel so confident when you have that kind of control and that kind of strength in your body.
Yeah.
If you've never had that in your life, once you start to have that, I mean, there's a confidence that you get in your body, but then it starts to bleed up into the confidence in your mind. It's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I really do.
Man, I remember on the old school DVDs doing it, you know, on the regular guy, 60 minutes, doing an hour felt like an hour, you know. especially doing those 10-second push-ups at the end. Oh, my God. But today, I mean, you know, I did an hour and 10 minutes today, and I was, you know, I could have done another one. If I had more time, I just didn't, you know. It was just amazing because I used to think, well, God, duh, energy is still kicking my ass, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's a funny thing, too. I did energy over the weekend, I did that in the Red Hot Core, and it, you know, it kicked my butt. I mean, you know, the energy workout is exactly what you make it. You know, I mean, you can still get a heck of a workout out of that thing. I tell you, it's that's what I love about it is I can jack up the intensity and just get a heck of a workout out of any of them, even the, you know, but you know that the what do you call it, the wake up DVD. You know, I'm really enjoying that because in the morning, I mean, I get up early and I'm already, I hit the, like a lot of guys, I hit the, you know, hit the ground running in the morning, But, you know, just, you know, take that 10 minutes and just, I mean, like I start my coffee and then I, you know, I do that. And so by the time the coffee's done, I'm finished with the wake up workout. And I feel like, you know, I just feel like I got a little bit of a little bounce in my step, you know, which is really nice.
Yeah, you had told me once we had done. It was that never published interview that we did. That you said that when you were wrestling, that getting out of bed used to take you like 10 minutes. So, to roll out of bed and do a little 10-minute warm up has got to really help.
Yeah, you know, it's. I'm sorry, it's funny. You know, I'm pretty good friends with Jim McMahon. You know, was the Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Bears back in the day, and I was talking to you know, his wife, and we were talking about that, and she was talking about how and this is one of the things that I hope I can get, you know, McMahon to take a look at this one of these days. He's a hard nut to crack sometimes, but awesome guy. But she said that, you know, she calls him when he gets up in the morning, she calls him Bambi. She said, because that's what in the early part of the movie Bambi, when Bambi's trying to stand up, she said that's what he looks like when he's getting out of bed. You know, his legs are just shaking and everything else to get stand up. And that's kind of how I used to feel, you know. And now, and it used to, honestly, when I get out of bed, you know, before, it was just like, I almost cringed before I put my feet on the floor because my knees would hurt so bad. By the time when I put, you know, weight on my feet, and that's not totally gone, but it's so much less than what it used to be. And, you know, like when I get up in the morning, especially when I get you know, 2 days ago I did the wake up workout before I was really even awake, you know, and I think it was a great little marketing tool the way Tate does it, where he's actually lying in the bed, you know, when the thing first comes on. I think it really does just kind of sell the whole, you know, the image of, okay, this is what you're supposed to do right when you wake up, you know, not don't go get the coffee, see the kids off of school, and then do it. Like, do it right when you wake up. You know, get your day off to a great start. And it is, it's awesome. I mean, you know, we could all go on and on and on about it, but it's just, you know, it's got me excited about, you know, getting the new year off to a great start, and just seeing where I know Paige is going to take this thing this year is, it's going to be a good ride. I'm glad I'm on it.
That's funny. He tweeted a little bit ago that he said within 3 years, it's DDP yoga is going to be a household word. And I kind of read that, and I was like, three? I'm thinking within the next year. You know? Because this is catapult. You missed it, Ray, but we talked a little bit earlier. Like, when we first started, remember last year we were talking on the phone, we do the welcomes, and we might have like 6 or 7 people a week. And, man, thankful to have all those people coming in. We almost have to bypass it now because within the past, you know, 20 days, we've had, you know, like 80 people, and in the past month, at least over 100 people joining. It's like not even a thought now to have, you know, more than 30 or 40 people joining a week. It's amazing.
Yeah. Which is, you know, which is really awesome. It really is.
We had a really, really random question from the chat room, Ray, wondering if you're ever going to be on Burn Notice again.
You know what? The good thing is that the writer of the show, when he wrote the show, wrote that episode, he actually told me the first day on the set that my character's name was Nightum, and I thought, well, that's kind of a unique name, you know. And so when we were talking, he said, well, you know, a story behind how I came up with your character's name. And I was like, oh yeah, what's that? And he said, well, my little boy, I guess he was at the time, at a son, he was about 5, 6 years old in like kindergarten, and he said his best buddy at school, whatever, is his father's in the military, and that's his father's, that's their last name. And I think the dad was a lieutenant or something. And so so he gave the character that name, kind of like as a little bit of a, you know, tip of the hat to the little boy's dad, who was still an active service. And so at the end of the episode, if you take note, because we actually filmed, with most things, you know, with filming, you film it out of sequence. We actually filmed the finale, the explosion on the boat, on my first day of filming, which was that week. But when we were talking, he said, you know, that I want to film this to where, you know, the explosion happens and you go flying off, but, you know, just not really 100% definite that you get killed. And I was like, oh, okay, well, good. so he said, just in the event that we might want to ever bring you back. And I was like, okay, well, that's awesome. So, there's always that opportunity that hopefully that maybe, they'll see that it might be kind of a nice, I would love to see my character come back and actually, kind of take a little bit of a turn to be, on the good side. But who knows? We'll see.
Nice. Yeah, it was cool watching that episode because when I saw the episode, you and I had just hung out like 3 or 4 days before, and we had like this long discussion about how you had just picked up smoking cigars again.
Yeah.
And throughout the entire episode, your character smoking cigars, so it was just it was kind of weird. But,
yeah, there was the funny. Of course, the story. The funny story was when in the script, the character was supposed to be smoking cigarettes, and. I've never been a cigarette smoker, and not to be a cigar smoker as much. And then, let me say for the record, I have now, of course, once again, Rob, this. I mean, I still kind of like Paige. I don't know if Paige even has enjoy cigars anymore. I know we used to, but I have like maybe one a month or something like that. I'm not like something where it can be a very expensive habit to smoke five cigars. So, I went to them, when they called to ask me, was there any request I had, when the assistant director called me, and I mentioned to him, I said, these guys are supposed to be former, special forces type guys, they probably wouldn't smoke cigarettes, they'd probably be more like a cigar type, so the request to the director liked the idea, and they changed it, thank goodness, and so they wanted to smoke a cigar in the episode, which is a lot better for me. So, they were good cigars, actually, very good cigars.
Well, good, at least they got you the good ones.
Yeah, you can make a brand. I know you guys would email me last night, I think, Rob, about kind of like the theme of the show tonight being kind of like, which is, of course, is like my life, philosophy is like get back up,
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys have any good stories so far come in tonight? Or?
Not yet. We just started getting into it. What we had last week, Ray, was Dylan. I don't know if you know Dylan Frymer. But he hopped in real early and lost and got his way back into control.
Awesome.
He was in his teens when he started, wasn't he, Robert?
Yeah, I think
21
he was
now.
16 or 17.
Yeah, he was still in high school.
Yeah,
still in high school. And Dallas actually took a personal interest in him and started working with him because he actually does some indie wrestling and whatnot. So he kind of... through the years, kind of lost his way and called us up last week. And basically, it was, sort of an eye-opening session for him because he was basically, I'm here. I lost track. I need to get it back on. So we're going through basically Dallas and everybody. Dallas telling him, this is how it is if you want to get it back. And everybody else trying to pick him back up. And what we thought for this week is to sort of follow that up with, okay, now you're standing back up. What do you do next? You make some goals. How do you put those feet, one in front of the other, without falling back down?
And the thing is somebody told me a long time ago. I really like this. Is like if you just take a step forward, even if you fall forward, so you can get back up and keep moving in that direction. The one thing you don't want to do is fall backwards. We're all going to fall. Of course, you guys have heard me talk about several times. One of the people I just, idolized as a kid and still do to this day is Evel Knievel, who made a career, became a legendary career out of getting back up. This guy, there's several times when he, for the people that the younger generation that may not know as much about him, but here's a guy who was a king of the daredevils who, he made some great jumps, but he missed some really historic ones and he kept getting back up, and that's what his old philosophy was, he wasn't a failure until he decided to quit, to refuse to get back up, and he never did. He always got back up. So yeah, it's all how you, one of the things that, my buddy Mark Merrill always talks about too is, sometimes you can't, you're going to get tripped up, you're going to fall. And some of that in time in your life is going to be stuff you can't control. Stuff's going to come at you and it comes at all of us. But the thing you can control is how you react to it. And you have a choice whether you get back up or not. You dust yourself off and keep moving forward. It's good. It's hard. It's hard as, I'll get up at times. It has been for all of us, and it will be again. But But you got to force yourself to do it. And you got to surround yourself with people who can encourage you to get back up. And that's such a huge, huge motivator, is to put people in your life who are going to encourage you to get back up. And that's one of the things that I tell every single person that is considering, DDP yoga. And they're like, well, watch out. I was just talking to a buddy of mine, an actor up in Atlanta, today after I got off the phone with you, Robert. And great actor. Really, the actor's getting ready to go out to L.A. for the pilot season. And he works out all the time. He's got a trainer, but he just has no flexibility. And I was telling him, I was like, man, listen, you need to get to DDP yoga. And he was like, I've done that stuff in the past. And the DVDs, he just sit at my house. And I was like, well, you don't have any support system with those. I said, that's what's so great about this is you do. Every Wednesday night we have a Blog Talk radio show. And I said, plus you get, anybody that's involved in this, Paige takes a personal interest in as long as you allow him to. And, he will give you exactly what you give him, And if you're active and you want to be a part of this, he'll be there for you, and we'll all be there for you. And I told him, I said, Rob, his name's Rob Prado. I said, Rob, trust me. If you jump into this with both feet, we'll make sure you keep going. And he was like, all right. He said, I'll look into it. And so I haven't gotten totally convinced yet, but I'm still working on it.
if anybody can sell a man, it's you.
Well, I hope so. It's like I think all of us. I mean, it's so easy to sell something you believe in wholeheartedly, And I
Absolutely.
Really do. I mean, I'm not doing this as a favor to Paige, or I mean, of course I am, but not solely because of that. I'm getting something out of it. I really am. And I'm telling you, I mean, I just accepted the fact that April will be 25 years I've been in the wrestling business. I mean, 25 freaking years. and really, up until 2011, it was pretty much full time. I mean, even when I left WCW, I still wrestled very actively, on the independent circuit. And this last year, I purposely decided to slow down a little bit, just because I knew I was 47 years old. I needed maybe kind of slow down a little bit. But for example, I mean, this year started off with a bang. I'm booked first 2 weekends in February to wrestle. So I'm still very active in it, and I know that it's like buying a car and continue to do maintenance on the car. That's how my body is right now. If I don't do the required maintenance, it's going to break down. And this is the VIP maintenance package for me.
Absolutely. Hey, do you have any of those appearances in Orlando coming up or anywhere around here?
That's the bummer. I don't have anything booked right here in my town where I live.
Yeah.
I gotta go out. I'm in Georgia for one on the 4th, and I'm in Alabama, I think Mobile, on the 11th.
Yeah, you had one a couple weeks ago, but totally blew that one.
What was that one? I totally forget what that was.
That was the lumberjack match with
With Tonga and I were supposed to be
Tonga, yes.
the lumberjack match with the office group, WXW, and a little bit because Robert and I were going to go. I was going to meet up with Robert, and I pulled out of my driveway, and all of a sudden, went to hit my brakes, and something was not right with my brakes, and the only thing I know how to do with cars is put gas and oil in them, but that's it. And the oil thing is even a little challenging for me. So I was like, I don't know, we had to drive about an hour. I was like, And being I knew I could kind of easily get out of it, I was like, okay, I think I'm going to hold off on this one. And thank goodness, Tonga wasn't mad at me because he's the one person on this planet I don't ever want mad at. So most people would know Tonga. He was Ming in WCW. He was Haku in WWF and WWE. I've worked with him, and he's an awesome, awesome, awesome guy. I'd love to get him on the show here one of these nights.
Hey, got another question. Go ahead, Sparky.
I was just hitting where you were hitting. Go ahead.
Go for you, then it's all you, brother.
Okay, got a quick question for you out of the chat room, Ray.
Okay.
Let's see who has it. Jay Campbell wanted to know how many surgeries you might have. How'd you get
on? Oh man, do you want the top 10 or just in alphabetical order? No, I've actually had. Let me see. I have to count here. I've had 4 knee surgeries, 1 on the left knee, 3 on the right knee. The last one being total reconstruction. Right ankle totally reconstructed, and right shoulder. So that's 4 or 5, 6 if I can count right. Which which is always always suspect with all my math. So, but 6 orthopedic surgeries. Really, the only one that wasn't from wrestling is my left knee, which was the one I injured in college. But I still had to be very mindful of it, obviously, in the ring all these years. But that's another thing. You know, Paige and I were just talking about that this weekend. We talked for about an hour on Saturday. And we're both just talking about our knees, and he was saying how his left knee is one that sometimes is an issue with him. And it's, even though he's able to knock out a lot of the scar tissue, it's still, I mean, from all those years of just, people just have no idea. I had no idea before I got into wrestling. I never tried to be that guy to go, oh, back when I wrestled, it was this. But honestly, I mean, it's the body just wasn't made to take that kind of impact over and over and over. And, I mean, literally, I heard somebody say this a while back, and I thought about it. I thought, wow, you know what? It probably is pretty true. It's really probably the equivalent of being in maybe not a high-speed head-on collision, but pretty much, a pretty moderate car crash is what your body kind of goes through every night you do a match. Just the way you get slammed into things and through things and over things and into things. I'd accepted the fact that I was just going to be in a certain amount of pain for the rest of my life. And thank God that if that's the only thing I get out of this program is that I'm not in constant pain, it is, I can't even put a price tag on it. I mean, it's priceless to me. It really is. And because I posted on Facebook, I'm sure you guys remember what, maybe even just a couple weeks ago, I said, this is what gave me back my quality of life that I really didn't think I was ever going to have again. And that's not something you broadcast to people that, people don't want to hear you walk around in pain. They really, I mean, people care, but they don't care. I mean, they kind of go, oh, wow, that's so sad. But they don't want to hear you more than that, And so I just learned a long time ago that people just don't care to hear, if you're in pain or agony or whatever. I mean, maybe a little bit, but not much, And so I would never bring it up. You just kind of move on. And as a wrestler, you just accept the fact that that's, in the past, we all accept that's how you're going to have to live. Well, because Paige and I being so close and me seeing what it did for him, I realized I don't have to live like that. And that's the God's honest truth. This is not some, I don't get some check in the mail for coming on here and promoting DDP yoga. None of us do. I speak it from the heart because I truly, truly believe in it. And I'm going to do everything I can to help Paige really get the word out on this because I'm living proof that it works. And that's the best form of advertising is word of mouth and a testimonial. And I told Paige, I'll give you a testimony I'll testify anywhere, because I really believe in it. And there's certain people in my life that are still hard headed and it's still hard to convince them to do it, but I'm still going to keep working on it. And we all know people like that we know could be really benefiting from this. But it's a marathon, not a sprint. And we slowly, slowly will get people to accept the fact that this is something that's truly, truly, life changing. And that's a pretty broad term to throw out there, life changing. But I can tell you, for me, it has been. It honestly has been. And I'll look anybody straight in the eye and tell them that's the God's honest truth. It really is.
I think if you look at it, like when you talk about your injuries rate and where you came from and how you're doing now and how it's eliminating pain, and then you go across and you hear people like the testimony that Jericho said he might not have been able to come back if it wasn't for DDP yoga. You go on, he and DDP yoga, the knee surgery, one of the latest knee surgery that Dallas had, he actually posted his rehab Team DDP yoga. He was taking videos of him. It's unbelievable what he was doing, like just days after breaking up the scar tissue and moving the knee around. And I think you look at all you guys doing that and people have an idea of the abuse that your body went through, and if you're a fan of wrestling and you see it on TV every day, I know most people can't feel it, but take an average guy who's sat on the couch and done nothing, who accepts a standard life, who has a healthy body, and just think, what could you do if they got into it? If you guys can rehabilitate a body that was broken and abused, and somebody like me, who was a couch potato, I had a fresh body that I kind of abused and let go. You can really take yourself to so many places that you never thought you could go. I thought it was normal for me to be winded walking up the hill holding my son's hands. I thought, you know, I'd come to accept I had sleep apnea, that it was normal for me to be tired all day, you know, and just to push through it. It's not. It's not normal in the least bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you the one thing that that it's really not for me, too. And, you know, I mean, I try not to you know, eat too horribly. You know, none of us eat as clean as Paige does. but just because of I see how the workouts have made me feel when I'm doing it on a totally consistent basis, like Robert was saying, like pretty much every day I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me want to stick to a better, you know, eating regimen and things like that, because I don't want to waste that effort I just spent or the effort I'm going to put into a workout later on in the afternoon or whatever. And I'll tell you honestly, I mean, I like I said, I mean, I know I probably could get up and do the workouts in the morning. I really look forward to doing the workouts in the afternoon because, to me, it really gives me a way to decompress and come down from a busy day, you know. And I've got a big living room. I got a big flat screen TV. I get right in front of that and do it. And, you know, I turn my ceiling fan on, you know, and for whatever reason, I don't naturally sweat a lot anyway. You know, I'm in a really comfortable environment, you know, and so, the only bad thing is I have to listen to Paige's voice for 40, 45 minutes, you know, but no, I'm just kidding. but no, you know, I put myself in an environment that I really look forward to, you know, and it's kind of become like my haven right there, you know, and I like it. I mean, I know exactly where I am. I know exactly how to turn so I can see the TV if there's a move that I really need to make sure I'm really needing to take a close look at, you know, what maybe a new move or something, and I really, really look forward to it, and that's what I think. I know just from being in the fitness industry and stuff like that, that's when you start to turn the corner to where when you start to kind of look forward to the workout, and you look
Absolutely.
Forward to the fact that it's not going to be a bad thing. You know, it's not the enemy.
It's
an ally. You know? Yeah, and that's such a powerful tool when you it's just a mindset. When your mindset switches like that, you know, and it can happen pretty quick. And this is the one thing that I love about this program that so many of those other programs you see on infomercials don't offer. And they offer a support system with someone sitting in a call center somewhere that you're never going to talk to again. You all know the name. You know, and you know, you call them. They know they read stuff off of paper. That's not a support system. You know what we have here with the show on Wednesday nights. And like I said, you guys know for a fact too. And anybody that's listening in, I mean, Paige will give you as much as you give him. You know, if you're the kind of guy where he needs to, you know, call you every once in a while to stay on top of things or answer a question. I mean, he's that guy. And what other, you know, person who's the face of a workout that's out there that's on DVDs, or who else can you talk to personally? And who else can you talk to basically there, you know, kind of like DDP Yoga Army, you know, that I'm proud to be a part of? I mean, you got that support system that's not just in the workout, it's in the show, and then as you get other people who you know can do the program with, or will do the program with you, it's just a type of thing that it will only get better. And we're only going to get more popular and more well known. And that's another thing too, is to be a part of something that's basically a grassroots program. You know, even though it's been around for a long time, the rebranding of everything with DDP Yoga, which is really only a few months old, it's
mm-hmm.
really a chance for somebody to get in at the ground level of the you know the excitement about it. You know, and I can tell you can you guys know. I mean, just from knowing Paige. I mean, I've known Paige all these years, but there's an extra level of excitement with Paige since the rebranding took place. And when that happens, trust me, good stuff happens, because once again, like Mark Merrill and I mean, we always talk about Paige as being, what we call our mulligan, the one person we can make fun of all the time. And hopefully we won't have to pay the price for it later. but that's one thing we always say about Paige, you know, like him or not, don't dare bet against him, because Paige is going to outwork whoever he has to get to whatever his goal is. And that's the kind of wave I want to be on. I want to be on a wave led by somebody like that, because I know he's not going to ask anything of me that he's certainly not willing to do himself, or that he hasn't done himself, or that he will not do again himself. And you can follow somebody like that. You know, you can believe in somebody like that. And you can believe in a program that's led by somebody like that. And that's, you know, he doesn't just, you know, it's kind of an overused cliche, but he doesn't just walk the walk. I mean, talk the talk, he really does walk the walk, and day in and day out. And, you know, it's just, I saw Paige. I knew Paige before, you know, the DDP Yoga Days. Trust me when I tell you, he's the greatest transformation of all of this program. I mean, you know, and people see pictures of him and stuff, but trust me, I knew him during those days when he was, when his back was literally broken and when his knees were shot and, you know, he looked like he was, he moved like he was 20 years older back then. And to see the guy now and see the way, you know, the outlook he had on life because of this, it is just like, it's almost like he says, it's like time reversing itself, you know, and it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah, I remember how he was in the ring early years when I was working on him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the best shape ever.
Yeah, he used to, you know, he used to say he was like Humpty Dumpty, you know.
Exactly.
He had to get back together again. And so, Terry, I mean, we all were like that, you know. Paige was worse than probably most of us just because the age that he got into wrestling, as hard as he drove himself, and, you know, and he had some vicious, vicious matches, you know, because that's just how, you know, Paige has one gear, and it's usually fifth gear. I'm really happy to be a part of this with you guys, and I really, you know, appreciate you guys letting me be a part of the Wednesday night show. I mean, it means a lot.
It means a lot to have you here, and like, to your point, getting into it, like, having been here when it was YRG and having been here and seen the explosion with DDP Yoga, it's amazing. And for everybody listening who's here right now, I would implore you, we're going to need all the help we can get because it's getting to the point you could spend an hour and still be welcoming everybody who joined that day, answering blogs and whatnot. So anybody who's listening, who's thinking about it, you got to get in teamddpyoga.com, get on Twitter at DDP Yoga, and follow the man himself, Real DDP, and, you know, hop in, get in the action, and start helping people out, because with Paige, I think one of the biggest things that he gives people, and there's no BS about it, it is a hope and a way to look forward, and I think, you know, he gives people who have fallen the real possibility of hope, and I don't think you can package it. I don't think you can sell it. People can't buy it. It's an intangible thing that he has that just emanates from him, the program, anybody around him, you know, people like you, Ray, Robert, Terry, Arthur, everybody who's in it, and you know, the community is going to need as much help as it can get because there's no amount of us that once this thing starts to hit maximum velocity, that there's no way to keep up with it, you know, unless everybody's
right.
in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I know you guys are.
I'm already starting to feel a little lost. And like I pop up my email, and it's like every two or three days, it's like, it's unbelievable the amount of people and the amount of interest that we have in the site, joining the team, people talking about it on Twitter and whatnot. It's just, you know, and it's honest. That's the best I can say. This has got to be the most honest workout package community on the Facebook planet.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Well, guys, as much as I would love to stay on a little bit longer, I'm probably going to have to run because I actually still have to get a shower, and I'm going to go to bed because I got to get up at 6 o'clock and do my wake-up workout.
Well, as always, Ben, I really appreciate you taking the time to give us a call and spend some time out here with us.
Oh, yeah, thank you, guys. As always, I really look forward to it and always have a great time. And hey, Rob, I will check in with you tomorrow sometime, okay?
All right, sounds good, bro.
Okay, guys, you guys have a good evening, and maybe I'll see you guys maybe next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good, Rick.
Bye, Ray.
Right, take care. See y'all. Bye-bye. Thanks,
man. Right,
absolutely. Cool. Ray is always very, very good to us. He's an excellent guy and does a lot for us. And never asks for anything in return. even to throw a plug out there, he didn't have anything to throw out there, and didn't even ask to. So.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. He really. Every time I hung around him, he's really a nice guy. Really nice.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite people to go and hang out with. Just really solid guy.
Exactly.
Absolutely a solid guy. So we're kicking it. There's still people in the chat room. Anybody wants to throw out a question? I'm sorry, I don't think we got the last question. Somebody was asking about how Ray got through his surgeries, and actually not necessarily speak on his behalf, but I know his shoulder was the thing that was giving him problems recently.
Yes.
And he had been talking about using DDP yoga. Actually, it might have been a couple weeks ago to a month ago on the show, and about how it's helped him start to gain more and more strength in his shoulder. And you heard him tonight talking about how this is like his regular workout now. So if that doesn't speak to where you can go with injuries and how it can strengthen your injuries, I don't know what else does.
Well, I'll fill in a little bit for there for you on that, Sparky. God, let me start over.
Spit it out.
I went and shot it. There's a testimonial video that I did with Ray, and I went out and shot it probably about 2 weeks ago, and it's been in editing hell since. But he talks about his shoulder, and he was pretty sure he had gone to a doctor, and the doctor said he was going to have surgery. And actually, that day I told you about that it was me, Mark Merrow, DDP, and Glacier. We were all meeting up, and Ray was there, and he was supposed to exercise, but his shoulder was so screwed up he couldn't do it. We shot the testimonial 2 weeks ago, he said that he's pretty sure he's never going to have surgery on that shoulder because he's been doing DDP yoga.
Wow. That's too cool, man. He's definitely a good guy. Between him, Mark Miro, God, you guys, anybody who's listening, pick up some past shows, Jericho now, Perry Saturn. All kinds of crazy stuff happening, all kinds of people talking about it genuinely. So, if that doesn't get you motivated to pick yourself up and move past what you're doing and what kind of trouble you're in right now with your workout or your motivation, I don't know what does. And if you still can't get past it, you got to kind of hop in here and talk to us because we'll be more than happy to carry you through it. So just like we did with Dylan last week, who hopefully will call in and get us an update sometime here in the near future. So that great kid, and actually one of the most phenomenal shows that we did, I thought.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That one gave me a lot of goosebumps. I like that one.
Yeah, so what else do we have on the table other than, I finally got caught up on some WWE Raw here in the past couple of weeks, and I kind of like what I see. I don't know about you, bro.
There's some good and bad. The thing that I like most about what's going on right now is that for the first time in several years, they're not going for the quick storyline. They're spacing things out for weeks and even months at a time, and they haven't done that in years.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And some of the stuff they're bringing back, I think a lot of people are shocked with, what's happened in the past 3 weeks with people coming back. And, I know one of our community members and a longtime DDP yoga-er, Katie, who is a huge fan of Y2J, was really happy to have him on the show and see him come back. I am dying at what he's doing right now. It's completely classic. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next week. Because I honestly don't think he's going to talk for another month.
And I think, I'm back and forth on that. Who knows? But I love it because I watched it the first, all of us watched it. All the behind-the-scenes team members, because we knew how big it was for us, for DDP Yoga, for him coming back, knowing that we helped him get there. But we're all watching, and I'm like going, what the hell is he doing? This is ridiculous. Afterwards, I'm like, I thought it was stupid when I first saw it, but I started thinking about it. I'm like, everyone in the world is going to be talking about Chris Jericho right now.
Yep. If he had come out, okay, and he had the countdown, break the walls, and boom, you know, the pyro, arms out, spun around, walked down to the ramp, said, Raw is Jericho. It's what everybody wanted to hear. That's what everybody wanted. Boom, done, over. Now he comes out, and this week he plays a sad angle. I can't wait till he gets it completely turned. Everybody's going to be turned on their heads by the time he's done.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be an ultimate heel by the time it's done. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I know he loves people to hate him like that. And I love heels, though. I got to tell you, that's why I'm waiting for Dolph Ziggler to really step out, because I see him, and I see, like, a total Mr. Perfect kind of, not a complete Mr. Perfect angle, because I hate when they rip, you know, the old guys off, but I see something about that in him that
yeah.
can come out.
Yeah, he's very, very, very capable wrestler. He's in great shape, and he's got that heel thing down.
I mean, hey, he's got the hashtag on Twitter, so he knows that he may as well do it, right?
Absolutely. And hey, I just noticed that we've got a caller on hold. You want to find out who that is?
Yeah, let's bring him in.
Yeah, the 917 area code. Who are you?
Hey, what's up? You got Sparky and Robert. What's going on? Who we got?
Yeah, this is Erwin. I'm calling in. I told DDP I would call in, so I don't want to disappoint. Erwin. Yes.
You just joined the site a little bit ago, right? What's up, bro?
Not too much, man. How's everything?
Hey, not too bad. So, what's going on with you, bro? Did you just happen into DDP Yoga in the past week or so, or how'd you find it?
Yeah, I actually just started the program on the 1st. I decided to start my year with it. And, you know, the first week went pretty well. I did the yoga 2 times during the week. The diet, not so much, because I tried to do just... You know, I didn't cut dairy out, but I tried to cut out wheat. And I would say my issue had to be more with, like, I work and I go to schools, and I also take care of my kids. So sometimes I have people prepare for me. And then when they prepare the things that I didn't want because that's not what was in the diet, it kind of sidetracks me. Plus Friday, it was my birthday. It's going to be my birthday, actually, this coming Monday. So last Friday, a bunch of old coworkers said, you know, come out, you know, let's take you out for your birthday since, you know, some of them have to fly out the week of my birthday, so we weren't going to have a chance. So we went out. I just had one beer, but, I mean, it's not good. But, I mean, you know, I went out. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, my thing is just I don't want to feel like I spoke to DP and he told me, look, man, you know, just try and, you know, help everybody out, kind of, like, push everybody and everything. And I want to do that, but at the same time, I also don't want to be like, you know, I know what the answer is because I'm still trying to figure it out myself. I know the program works. I know it's great. And I'm sure it's going to work for me at some point. But I don't want to say, hey, you know, I have results. Like, it's too early for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I'm communicating right.
Let's back you up, brother. Where are you starting from? How much do you weigh? Where are you right now?
All right. So when the first started, I was 401. And right now I'm about down to 389.
Nice. And then how long have you been doing it?
Since the 1st. So, like, it would be, like, 10 days.
10 days?
That's good, bro.
Yeah. That's a great start.
So
I'm trying. I just feel guilty about not, you know, like, he told me try and, you know, stick, like, get the wheat out and the dairy out. And I've gotten most of the, you know, wheat out, but not dairy. That I haven't done yet. So I don't want to lie about it.
I mean, and you haven't done it because you got other people. You said you got some meal preparations or some substitution problems. I mean, or are you going to try to get it all out, or you think you're
going
to try to manage with it?
No, I'm trying to. You know, I'm trying to. Just like the one of the criticisms I had, which is funny, is so I started using Celtic sea salt because, you know, DDP preaches it. And then, you know... My dad is like, you know, not for nothing, but it kind of gives the food a sour taste, like, you know, like kind of like saltwaterish. And I'm like, yeah, you know, but I mean, it's good for you. This is what I read, and so on and so forth. So, you know, and I mean, we both are, well, my dad is hyper, you know, what he's taking in terms of that stuff. So, you know, like, it's just funny because he's like, I'm like, look, you know, if you want to use regular soap for yourself, do it, and then I'll just cook for myself on the side. You know, it'll be extra work, but you know what I mean? Like, but he, you know, he's trying with me on that end. The only thing, milk is definitely not going to leave the house because my kids drink milk. I mean, they're 7 years old, but, you know, like that, I can move off of. But just in general, I think one of the biggest downfalls I have is probably just having a sweet tooth. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure I curb that as well. I started buying gluten-free, like, you know, snacks or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to keep with that. And, like, stuff like the milk and stuff, you can always try to get yourself, like, a quart of almond milk. You don't have to cut that out, or hemp milk or coconut milk, depending on the types of sweetness that you want. But the one thing about, you know, having the gluten-free stuff is awesome because you'll start to see, you know, the inflammation that you're probably doing a pretty damn good job right now by the weight you lost in the past 10 days. But you'll see a little bit, if you have a little bit of that cyst in your system, it'll still have some of the inflammatory and still pick you up. So the more you can go 100%, the better. But got to watch with that stuff. One thing I found, I started eating chocolate chip cookies like crazy because I was craving the snack, but they still have the calories and the carbs in them. So as long as you're sort of maintaining what you're putting in, because it's, you know, you got to burn as many calories as you're putting in your body, getting out, to make sure that you're dropping the weight down.
Right.
Where you want to go.
And, Sparky, I thought this would be a good time to bring Mr. Anderson in. So Steve's on the line.
Hello,
Steve. Mr. Anderson. What's happening, brother?
Sparkles, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm not doing too bad. We still got Erwin on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Erwin, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Mr. Anderson. How's everything?
Oh, doing all right. Listen, I was listening in, and I know that you were having a problem with maybe the gluten-free, dairy-free lifestyle deal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the program itself. Yo, somebody calling?
No.
Okay, that's me.
That's just the voice.
Okay, so basically, when he called me up, he asked me if I was doing the gluten-free, dairy-free thing too. And I'm actually personally not doing it myself, but once I get into the later stages of training for my marathon this year, I'm actually going to be giving the gluten-free, dairy-free thing a good going of it, so that way I can clean up my system. But the thing is I think slowly working into it might benefit you better instead of just cutting everything out and going at it 100% right away. I know a lot of people have a problem with making a lifestyle change from black to white right away. So that's the only thing I can really suggest on my end of it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, there's a couple
ways. It's true, you know, like, I don't know. For me also, like, what it is that, like, recently I discovered that, you know, I have, like, I don't want to say, like, anxiety issues, but, like, definitely have something going on. So, like, what I notice is that when that picks up is when I really grab for the sweet stuff, you know? So
there's a couple different things that you can do, because I have anxiety issues too. I don't know how much into the workout that you are, but if my anxiety gets real bad, even just doing some push-ups will help bring that energy down. And that's another reason why I do the workouts. Personally, I told Paige a couple months ago that it's my personal anxiety prescription because it helps me stay balanced and keep my all that anxiety energy down a little bit. But when mine spikes up, I'll just drop down and do some push-ups or something like that, and that'll mellow me right out.
All right.
Another thing, too, is really simple. I know that he has on the Diamond Dozen and Energy Disc. There is the portion on there where he's telling you how to concentrate on your breathing. And I found that I had major anxiety issues just like you did. And being able to work on my breathing and learning how to breathe, even if I'm not working out or anything like that, it really helps out. It helps you relax. It helps you focus, and it works wonders.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been focusing on that too. Like somebody suggested some. There's like a, I don't know what it's. It's like a Christian album, but it's a song, but it's more like an instrumental, and it basically bell. So then, you know, he told me, when you hear this bell, breathe in. When you hear this bell, breathe out. So then it's, you know, the way it's timed out, he says if you do that for about, you know, 20 minutes, I think, you know, right before bedtime, you'll sleep like a baby. Like, it'll bring your anxiety down all the way and all that stuff. So I've been working on breathing, too. Like, that's a big thing, so.
Very awesome. So what workouts are you actually doing?
Well, I'm just doing the Diamond Dozen Energy. Like, I'm working the positions because, I mean, I'm just coming from 400 pounds. I'm right now 389, and I'll be honest with you, like, my weight, it's really a hindrance, you know? So I'm just trying to get the positions and everything. I don't have the heart rate monitor, but, you know, I am sweating, and I can feel it working, but, you know, I'm going to probably invest in the heart rate monitor this week so I can really understand what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and until then, if you feel like you're pushing yourself too far, you know, don't think that you're a wimp because you need to drop down in the safety zone. That's definitely something that goes hand in hand with learning, especially at your weight.
Yeah,
because bro, no matter what you're doing, I mean, like you said, you're sweating. You're going to be dropping some pounds. Especially, it sounds like you got like a lot of the right pieces. And as long as you're not, you know, turning to the food and abusing the food when you're having, you know, some issues like, you know, we all occasionally do, you're going to start dropping the weight. Now, how often are you working out?
Right now, it's like twice a week, because last week I did it twice. This week I did it once. I was due to do it probably tomorrow. And then, I'm trying to work into that third one because, like, I don't know, my body's, like, I like it, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I'm not explaining it to you. Like, I'm still also dealing with, like, knee issues, you know? Like, I have knee issues, and I think that's part of it. So, you know, I try and concentrate on, like, you know, the breathing part. You know, giving myself time for, like, just myself, because I just don't do that. Like, I'm constantly, I feel like I'm always rushing for something. I'm always, you know, having to plan for something, and I hate that feeling. Like, I just want to not feel like that. Like, I want to just relax.
You're doing your workouts and whatnot, coming from where I came from, too, I haven't come up from the way that you have, but when you're working out, do you feel like you absolutely have to push and get into the position that everybody else is doing, or is it just
fine with you? No, I have to modify it because some of the positions are a little difficult for me. So I definitely, you know, I make it so that, you know, I can do it because I do have, like, physical difficulty doing some of those positions.
Okay. Yeah, there was a guy that I worked with before that actually did DDP yoga on his bed for a while just because he was about 350, I think, but he was doing it on his bed just for the extra padding. And I believe Arthur used to do it with pillows under his knees for a while. So there's a lot of different ways to modify it.
And there was a point when I started, too, that I couldn't even make it through the energy workout because I was that much out of shape and my knees were that beat up. So if you feel like you're at a point where you need to pull back a little bit, don't be afraid to do whatever you have to do to either make it through a workout with modifying or just stopping the workout altogether and then starting again tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, it's all about making it your own. So where do you want to go in the next week with this, bro? What's your goal for next week?
Honestly, I just want to kind of get it to three a week and, you know, kind of develop some sort of consistency with my diet because, you know, with the diet, like last week I said, I went out that time and a couple of times I had to eat things that I didn't want to eat based on what, you know, I had read in the DDP book. But, you know, next week I'm trying to just get more into the habit of it and, you know, I also increased my intake on, like, certain vitamins that were, like, suggested I take. So between that and the omega-3 pills that I've been taking, you know, everything. It's just kind of like my lifestyle before wasn't like this. Like, my lifestyle is very sedentary. It's like come home, sit, relax, play with the kids a little bit. But, I mean, just for the most part, sit. Like, I am the couch potato and, you know, it sucks, and it's the truth, and, you know, I'm very, I guess, like, lazy. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Nah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's easy to put that stuff off. You start getting so much more energy with this. Now, let me ask you, do you have sleep apnea right now?
That what?
Sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea?
Yeah.
You know, I think I do, and I think, I don't know, it's weird. It's like, for me to go to bed, I, you know, I don't go to, like, if I wanted to go to bed right now, like, I would lay in my bed for like an hour and a half, like, because I'm not ready. And when I'm sleeping, I definitely can't sleep on my back. I have to sleep on my side, on my stomach, just because on my back, I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah, do you get tired, like, at some point during the afternoon, so, like, you could just nod off at any time, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I fall asleep, like, sometimes, because I do data entry. And, you know, I'll fall asleep during my data entry. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you know, I was thinking about something. All of a sudden, I nodded off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, some of that stuff, like getting drowsy like that, even at the weight I was at, because I wasn't really heavy when I started, but I had obstructive sleep apnea. Those, all that kind of stuff might keep you up at night. I got up a couple times when I was sleeping, kind of restless. If I sat down on the couch at 5 o'clock when I got home, boom, turn the TV on, I fall right asleep. And, you know, that's something to keep in mind when you're doing this, that, you know, that'll be a motivating factor for you, too, because as you start to lose the weight, and hopefully if it's like an obstructive sleep apnea that you might have, you know, and at least getting your body worked out will certainly make you a little bit more restful. But that might be something to keep in mind to get checked out, too, because there's treatments for it that can bridge the gap until you lose the weight and get rid of it.
No, that's true. And I mean, like, I think my biggest barrier besides myself also is, like, you know, my dad basically helped me out with the kids because I'm raising my boys by myself. And, you know, I've had this weight issue for years. Like, I've tried every single diet you can think of. And, you know, so when I give it a go again, you know, he's kind of frustrated. He's like, oh, here we go again. Like, oh, you want to do this, you want to do that. But it's like, so then he wants me to, but at the same time, he's negative about it. So I tell him, like, listen, you know, like, not for nothing, but stop busting my chops. Like, if you're going to be with me, be with me. If you're going to be against me, just don't say anything. But, I mean, when he says these quips, it pisses me off, man. Like, it really does throw me off.
Well, I think you're probably addressing the right issue. There's a lot of people who would let that get right to them and not try. And one of the biggest things that I could say to anybody in setting goals, like you set some goals for yourself, you're going to try this, you got your two workouts, you're going to try to get to your three, you're adjusting your diet and you're ramping it up, making it your own. If it's not working, try something else. If you can't do, you know, the three workouts a week, maybe you can do two and a half. Maybe you can do two with, you know, a couple diamond dozen moves or a couple push-ups the one day, or, you know, even maybe just do some walking. You know, you have to switch it up and do what works for you or it won't be successful.
I have a silly question, guys.
Yeah.
When I play the diamond dozen energy disc, like, I only see the diamond dozen. Is there an energy part to it?
We've had a couple of occurrences of there being a bad DVD of those. Shoot me an email over at Robert@DallasPage, and we'll send you out a new one.
Oh, shoot, that's what happened. I'm, like, looking for the energy. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe I'm just, like, slow or something. I can't find it.
Yeah, it should be available via the front menu, and if it's not there, then you may have gotten one of the bad DVDs.
Oh, man, Robert. So it's Robert@DallasPage.com?
That's it.
All right, I'll shoot you an email. Damn, I was wondering, I was like, is it me? Because I'm like, no. Like, I mean, whatever, I do his diamond dozen, but it's like, I know I'm trying to follow the schedule, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You do. It sounds like you're doing exactly the right things. It really does.
Yeah, no, it's really good stuff, Erwin. I think you're tackling it the way you need to, the way you described yourself, and keep going. And, you know, I'd invite you to give us a call next week and tell us what's going on, and, you know, maybe set, you know, just let us know what your goals are for the next week, because one of the things that Arthur says, one of the things that Dallas says, you're going to be more successful in what you do is if you can tell other people or you write down what your goals are for the week. So, and you're already had amazing progress in just 10 days, so keep it going.
Yeah, I appreciate the help, man. I appreciate the support. Hopefully,
you're doing
one
awesome, Erwin.
Yeah. I want to be able to contribute to other members as well, but just like I said, I want to be able to actually make some headway before I can tell people, hey, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even just the progress when you talking now and your attitude and how positive you are about it, it just going in to welcome a few people who are coming in, I mean, even just that little bit of motivation is giving somebody else the steps that they need to keep going. I mean, at some point somebody said something to you when you first started that made you think that you could do this, that made you think that you could lose, you know, as much as you did this week and stick with it, so... It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it to jump in and tell somebody, even if you've only been doing it 10 days.
One more question. BDP asked me to do the 6 YRG poses and kind of post them on my profile. What are
yes.
the poses?
Poses are a front standing, a side profile, a forward bend from the side, a sitting bend from the side, catcher, which is like a baseball catcher. And I'm missing one. Which one I'm missing,
dude,
Robert?
Let me make this easy for you, brother, because you're able to kill an ant here. Are you a member of Team DDP Yoga?
I am.
Okay. Under the members tab, there's a under the drop down it says new members something or other, and I completely screwed it up. But it's like new members guide. If you click under there, there's a link that tells you about the 6 pictures, and it shows you exactly what you need to take.
Oh, okay. I'll look at that then. I was like, if you ask me, and I'm like, damn, I think I know like 4 of them. I don't know what all the 6 are.
Yeah, and you can also get to it from the front page. There's a 6 pics graphic on the left column in the front page in Team DDP Yoga. So there's several ways to get to it. And even now, people have been concerned, it's a good point to say, people have been concerned about, like, should I post the pictures? I don't want to post the pictures, you know, so I'm not going to take them. I would say take them, even if you don't want to post them, and keep them for yourself. And then when you see how much and how far you've come, like 30, 60, 90 days from now, post your originals with your update. It's going to blow people away.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what... We have talked about this before. I mean, I know Dallas wants you to post them, but, you know, don't be ashamed about it. If you don't want to post everything, if you want to hold some back, you know, because some people are ashamed to put those out there. If you are, it's cool. But it's at least hold on to them, because you're going to want to see, you know, 2 or 3 months from now when you've dropped a bunch of weight, you're going to want to see, because that's the real reality. It's going to really show you what you've accomplished.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have a problem posting. I don't have a problem doing a lot of those things. It's just my biggest fear is letting the team down, letting DDP down. Like, you know, like, I want to be able to do this and do it all the way. Like, I don't want to stop. And, you know, right now I'm at a point where I haven't owned it yet. Like, you know how it usually takes you about 2 to 4 weeks to really get into something? Like, you got
yeah.
it. Like, this is part of you.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And I don't have that confidence yet to say, shit, I got it. You know, like,
you're halfway there, bro. You're halfway there. Just give it next week. Yeah, you're right. It takes like about, it takes, depending on what you read, 20 or 30 days to form a habit, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's
usually what? Say 3 weeks, but yeah, absolutely. And, well, once you're doing this for 3 weeks, you're good. You're going to start, like Sparky said, you're going to start noticing, I noticed it. That's one of the reasons what keeps me doing it is because I feel like hell when I don't.
Yeah.
And it's about not letting people down. Making this phone call and actually sitting in here and talking to us, you have already done 100% more than many of the people who have joined without any disrespect meant to anybody else. But, I mean, you're putting the effort in, you're giving us a call, and you're letting everybody know where you stand. So, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Hey, no problem, bro.
Hey, Erwin, I'll tell you what. When I started back up, I was actually a member of the old YRG forums and whatnot, and
right.
I let myself I was, I think, like 250 pounds when I stopped actually going there, and then when I ballooned back up to 310 pounds, I did not want to show my face around there. In fact, when they were talking about their photos and posts for everybody to see, I was so worried about how everybody and everything like that. And I know you don't have a problem posting pictures or anything like that, but if you post them now, you won't regret it later, because that's a way for you to look at that photo or those series of photos and go, damn, I'm not going back there again. And then it doesn't matter how long you've been away or what you've been doing or how many times you've fallen, everybody just rushes around you and picks you back up.
I'm going to try and get the picks in this week, man. I'm going to try. I told DDP I'll try definitely over the weekend. I have a long weekend because I have off work on Monday. So I'll definitely try and get it done and get my profile up and going.
Yeah, and you don't want to do it, you know. One good thing to have the right mental attitude is if you don't think you can do it this weekend, then don't try to do it. If you think you can do it on Monday, then say, I'm going to do it on Monday. You know, because you see what I'm trying to say here?
No, I agree with you, because actually Monday is my birthday, and I have nothing planned that day because it's a Monday. It's weird. So, like, Saturday I got plans. Sunday I have plans, but Monday I don't. So, like, you know, Monday I was going to kind of just make it a meet day. I'll be home, and I could kind of relax with the boys and, you know, like, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
A lot of us, and I'm sure I speak for Sparky here, is when we hear I'm going to try to do something, our ears perk up because we know that's halfway to an excuse. When you say, I'm going to do this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Try never did nothing doing, does it?
All right. I'll do the picks. I'll do the profile picks this week.
Nice.
That's awesome. There you go. I think you got the official Sparky and Robert call out. He calls in once and he already gets the call out.
That's cool. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey. Awesome, bro. Thanks for calling, man. Awesome call. We'll look forward to the day.
I appreciate that. I was hesitant. I was like, you know what? Like, I can't believe DDP took time out of his schedule to call me, and we spoke for like half an hour. And, it was touching. You know, I was like, I don't want to let this guy down, man, because, you know, I didn't think we would ever talk. But, you know, like, just the community alone, the team dropping, you know, messages and everything, that was enough. But, I mean, his call was like, holy shit. Like, wow.
He it's a real deal, and it's about paying it forward. And you're new, and so some of the people listening might know this. Just so you know, the quick story about talking to him. You know, I was always a fan of the original People's Champ, and I was looking at different programs, always tried different things. I was at a point in my life where I was so down on myself for how I looked, how I felt, not being able to keep up with my son, that I had to do something because I know I was just dying by sitting on the couch. I just got diagnosed with sleep apnea, getting high blood pressure. I was on medication for acid reflux twice a day. My body was just basically breaking down. I was in some early stages of it. So I start doing this thing, DDP yoga. I find it, and DDP says, shoot me your number, which he's done with Steve, which he's done with a ton of other people, which he's done with you. And I'm sitting with my parents. I'm eating dinner, and my phone rings, and I don't know what number it is. I answer the phone. Yo, Sparky. I don't know. Because he's got an unmistakable voice and greeting.
Yeah.
And from that point on, it just built. And then I'll never forget when he asked me first to be a guest on the show. And then one day he just called up and he says, I got a lot of stuff going on. He's like, I'm not going to be around. Why don't you go ahead and host the show? And, you know, after doing DDP yoga for a year, I kind of freaked out. I told him no. And I thought, if nothing else, you know, DDP yoga has taught me to really stand up, meet my challenges head on, don't be afraid of anything, and just do it. So I called him right back, and I was like, okay, I'm in. And sort of that's sort of how I got here today and you know, how I'm talking to you. And, you know, the reason I'm able to do this is because DDP actually had the faith in me to say, you know, in faith in Robert and faith in Stacy and for you to tell you to call in, because he actually believes in it and he actually believes in us. And he would rather have you and I talking about this right now than him just sitting here talking about it over and over and over again himself.
And hey,
I'll say the one thing, the thing that just that made the most impression on our conversation was we didn't mention one thing about wrestling. And, I mean, it was straight up just about life, routine. You know, he asked me a bunch of questions about myself, and, you know, he was kind of giving me his experience. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I am the biggest wrestling mark. Like, I watched the thing since I was, like, 3. But, like, You know, just to have that conversation, have a real conversation with a person like that, you know, it goes a long way, you know?
And Sparky, I just asked Jay in the chat room how much he weighs now, and he says he has 433. You know, why don't you tell him how Sparky does his workouts and how he, you know, he modifies things.
You talking to me?
No, I was talking to Sparky.
Oh, okay.
You mean how Jay modifies his workouts?
Yeah.
Well, Jay's been doing with Jay just walks a lot of steps and does stuff like that. He's been doing, he actually started just running steps, I believe, in his apartment complex. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, by shooting me an IM. And he just started, you know, with a couple a day, then he just keeps building himself and keeps walking with it just to build it up. So he doesn't even have to do, you know, the full-blown workouts just to get something extra in that's really going to challenge him and push him.
Yeah, and he's, I don't know how much Jay has lost, but, I mean, he does, he's like a lot of people. You know, he's definitely struggling with his weight and the weight getting in the way, and he does, you know, I remember when he was able to do, you know, a flight of stairs, and that was it. But he keeps doing a little bit more and building it up and doing a little bit more.
Yeah, and he says he gets down and he does, he tries doing broken table and plank, you know, and just tries sort of the basic moves. And actually what's pretty good, and I don't know where you're at right now and how you can do it, but once you start getting the moves in, when the biggest thing EDP yoga focuses on is your core. And I'll tell you what, if you start doing broken tables and that's all you can do, when you build your core, that's really going to tie your abs and your back together. And it'll really enable you to start to do some of the other moves by keeping that strong core and back. So, and there's the uncomfortable silence we've been waiting for all night. I could start singing Happy Birthday.
I
tried that once and never again. But definitely, bro. You know, keep going with it, and you're gonna see great things. I think you got a great attitude, and good things are gonna come of it. So, we got anybody else who wants to give us a buzz? Talk to Erwin, talk to Steve, Robert, or I before we wrap it up. 347-994-1216. You can always hop in ddpradio.com in the chat room. Absolutely an awkward pause, Ryan. And always follow us, DDP Yoga, on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, DDP Yoga, and you can always find the man himself, Real DDP, at Twitter and see what he's been up to. The man is a virtual media giant at this point. He is everywhere.
It's him and Howard Stern. That's it. You know, if anybody knows about awkward pauses, it's Ryan. You know, you got to give him that.
Robert?
Yes.
So are you pretty serious about doing that two double black diamonds on Friday with me, bro?
If you're up for it, man, you know, I might need to eat a very large breakfast and make sure I'm prepared. But, yeah, I'm down with that, man.
Let's do it. Sparky, you're invited.
Thank you.
And whoever doesn't die wins. That's
well, you know what? We better not all three do it, because at some point, if you kill Robert, I have to learn how to do the thing, and you know we'll need another host to you, so you're going to have to come in. But please don't kill Robert. You know,
uh-oh.
I don't want to cry over my bromance.
So are you two signed up to do the April 27th thing yet too?
I signed up weeks ago, and actually this is I got my DDP Yoga Extreme. I'm actually looking for a reboot myself, because I've had some motivational issues here. You know, it started a couple months ago. Started to get back into it. I'm eating pretty good. I'm not working out all that well, but that gives me a couple months to get my stuff in line. And that'll come actually right about the same time that I did my most challenging workout. I met Doug in Washington, D.C., Doug Steffen, for those of you who don't know him. He is one of the main faces and has been one of the pillars of DDP Yoga for a long time. But he's in Germany. He's opposite time as we are, but he is the man. He's like the Tin Man. He's got a bunch of injuries, just like Dallas and Ray and whatnot, and rehabs himself and has come a long way. But I met Doug from Team DDP Yoga out, and we both joined Arthur for an Arthur-led 2-hour marathon workout. I thought I was going to die. I mean, that was one of the most kick-ass workouts I've ever done. So I can't imagine trying to do this for 4 hours, but I'll definitely give it my best shot.
You mean you're going to do it, right?
What's that?
You mean you're going to do it, right?
The 4-hour workout?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. Hey, I didn't think I was going to make the 2-hour workout with Arthur. I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm basically with the greatest transformation and workout history for any workout on the planet, you know, in the universe, in the entire solar system. And I was like, am I going to quit? Do I need to stop right now? This is probably like an hour and a half in. I was like, they're still going. I'm like, no, I can't. There is no me and quit. So I kept going, man. And it was intense. It was awesome. I mean, you feel pretty accomplished. The thing is, Arthur went, and I think he did. We were one of 4 workouts he did that day. Oh, Lord.
Shame.
So, I mean, a 4-hour DDP yoga workout is insane. But Arthur is the king of insane, pushing himself to the limit workouts. So, I mean, you ever want to go like crazy, go toe-to-toe with Arthur, drive down to Maryland, get yourself to Odenton, Maryland, around Baltimore, and look Arthur up. He's at a couple places teaching down there. Take one of his workouts. He'll kick your ass.
That's one of my bucket list deals is he's probably one of the guys, actually he is the guy that actually got me into it. So being able to survive one of his workouts, oh, yeah, I'm all about it.
That's cool. If we all make the Project OMR workout at 4 hours, we'll all be able to struggle through an Arthur workout too. But he'll definitely take you to the mat in it. And I tell you, the one piece of advice I have, if you ever work out with Arthur, is never sweat on Arthur's mat.
Well, I've heard horror stories.
And never when.
Well, no, you got to go back and tell that story, man. Why do you say that?
Why never What's sweat that? On his mat?
Yeah, what happens?
He will bust you down and break you if he sees sweat on his mat. That's it. And then the next question is, so how long, how many miles did you travel to get here? How many minutes did you travel to get here? And then the next move, you know you're holding it for as many miles or as many minutes in seconds as it took you to get there. Luckily, I drove 322 miles to go work out with Arthur.
Wow.
You know, so I kind of saved myself on that one. But it was worth every mile just to meet Arthur and to meet my good friend Doug Steph.
Nice.
And
I must be
that,
breaking
man,
up over you.
Yeah, we get a little bit of breakup. We get a little bit of stuff going on. So, and for anybody else who's listening, if that doesn't attest to the community, I don't know what does, because some of my greatest friends have been met here, and actually people I've known all my life, I actually talk to less than people I've actually met on Team DDP Yoga, and I actually can rely on these guys a lot more. Than a lot of other people I know who are supposedly quote friends unquote friends in life. So thanks, guys. DDP Yoga will give you a lot more than a healthy body.
Oh, shoot, if it wasn't for you guys, I don't know if anybody's read the recent blog I posted, but there was a time when even when I was a part of the group, I was just so down on myself that I actually had, on two occasions, a bottle of prescription medication in my head and were ready to down it. And with your guys' support and attaboy go get 'ems, I was able to pull myself out of that. And now I'm in a position where I'm meeting all these wonderful people, and it's paid off in dividends. Just the people alone make this workout worth it.
Yeah, and that in the kind of say stuff like that, it's like, you know, nothing is ever worth that, and you know that now. And I would threaten anybody who would mention that, because you guys just got to speak up, say something, do something, because there's always somebody there.
Yeah,
if you've lived through it, and I have, you know, it's tough stuff, and there's always somebody here for you, especially in Team DDP Yoga. Nobody's ever going to tell you, you know, you're not worth it, because everybody's worth it, and everybody's worth putting the effort into.
Absolutely.
Right on, right on.
Right on.
Right. Well, on that happy good looking note, are we about ready to wrap this sucker up? We're rolling up on the 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I am tapped out. I am done.
Hey, guys, this is Erwin. Listen, I just want to say thanks, man. I appreciate the words. I think what you guys are doing is really great, man. It's unbelievable, the positive energy I feel from you guys, and I'll definitely check in. I'm going to update my profile, and I will be calling you guys next week.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Awesome, Erwin. We'll look forward to hearing
all
from
right.
you, bro. Have a
God
good
bless,
week.
Man.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
Mr. Anderson or Robert, you guys got any last words?
No, I'm good. I ran out of good words like an hour and a half ago. So,
I think the only thing I got to do is I am going to run the plug on Ryan's YouTube page. Go visit it. He needs support.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that I'll do for support, but I'm not sure if I'll do that.
Nice.
I mean,
thanks for having meatloaf stuck in my head. That'll be my earworm for the rest of the night. I've got one word left. Absolutely.
Yes. Katie loves you now.
So, with that, fellas, thanks, Steve, for calling in. You're awesome. Robert, I love you, bro. Erwin, for calling in. You the man. Everybody who's out there, sorry we can't welcome you all. There's a ton of you out there. There's a ton of you taking your six picks. Keep paying it forward. Keep moving it forward. What you say matters. It counts. This isn't bullshit. And remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. When the 10% comes a knocking, DC, what do? Kick it in the ass. Live life at 90%.